Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, I'll say hello again. This is Dr. Glovina, and I am calling live from Accra, Ghana. Yeah, West Africa. I am so happy that you have joined me today. And if you noticed, the title today was This Is There. And you may be wondering, what do I mean by that? You know, it's amazing. Sometimes we can go someplace to be a blessing, and then when we get there, God blesses us. Yeah, often we're asking God, to God, help me to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. And then when you get there to be a blessing, or even if you say a simple prayer for someone, guess what? God begins to answer your prayers. And so, believe it or not, we came here to Accra, Ghana, West Africa, to be a blessing. But God moved in such a mysterious and a miraculous way that He took us to another level of receiving the blessings of God. Hi, I want to thank you for joining me. Hi, Nikki. Nikki, it's so good that you've joined us today. I want to shout out, hi. Well, hello there. Auntie Steen, I see you there. Dominique, I see you. Yeah, welcome so much for joining us today. As I mentioned, we're here in Accra, Ghana. I wanted to really begin by, you know, I came here and I shared really a little bit about who I am. I didn't so much come with a list of goals or just rhetoric, but I shared with the people about who I am. I shared my vision and my mission, and I shared a little bit about my brand. And so I'd like to share with you so that you know even a little bit more about me. It never hurts, does it? It's always good to know who's standing before you, who's talking to you. You know, I'm in a new place in this new year. And it's miraculous for me how, hi, Terry, thanks so much for joining today. And Terry, I want you to know we're calling in live from Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Yeah. And so, you know, this year, God just took me to a new level where He apparently removed some of the struggle. You know, He just took some of the struggle and He gave me such a clear focus for my future. And part of my future is to help to upbuild humanity. Yeah. And I even shared last night, I said, you know, I want to build a dynasty, a succession of people that are cut from the same cloth of Jesus, and people who want to play a prominent role in the church, in faith-based businesses, in politics, in the educational realm, in various fields, in the IT field, in the media field. And one of the things I like to share with people is that my focus is leadership. Yeah. And my discipline is leadership greatness. Does that sound like you? It sounds like you to me. My vision. I'm a visionary, as you may already know. And what I do is I serve humanity, and I do it by building safe and secure nations through the development of generational servant leaders. Yeah, when I say generational leaders, I'm talking about the baby boomers. I'm talking about those that are in their 80s and 90s, well, their 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm talking about those millennials. I'm even talking about the generations of not just the Y generation, but the Z generation, as well as the Alpha generation. These generations, if we can come together and work together, I promise you, we can get so much done. There's so much that we can accomplish if we come together. I'm a visionary. I serve humanity. I do it by building safe and secure nations. How? Through the development of generational servant leadership. Yeah, that's a little bit about who I am. And I want to know more about who you are. I want to know if there's something that you possibly would love to be involved in, helping to build safe and secure nations. You know, we all have a brand, whether we recognize it or not. And what our brand is, and I said this last night, a brand is not just a website or a logo or how you present yourself on Facebook. It is part of it. But your brand is really your core values. What is it that you believe? What is it that you stand for? What are your standards in life? And I often say it like this. It's like, what is the authentic you, the authenticity? And I say this to you, my beloveds, today. My core values are best understood with the acronym HONORABLE. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to say. The word honorable best describes who Glovina is. And I do it by the first letter, H being for honor. I believe that everyone is worthy of respect. I really do. I believe that everyone needs to be acknowledged. And sometimes that acknowledgement is through a simple thank you, a salute, a compliment. Yeah, honor. Everyone is worthy of respect and honor. And then the O, I say it's for order. Yeah. You know, sometimes we look at the word opportunist, sometimes in a pejorative way, in a negative way. But you can be an opportunist looking for things that can help others, not just being self-centered, not having like an attitude of what's in it for me. But how can this help humanity? How? I look for and try my best to take advantage of and be able to offer those opportunities to others. So honorable best describes who I am. And the N is for no nonsense. I believe that whatever we desire from God, along with prayer and faith and belief, and don't forget this part, hard work and hope. Don't forget that part. We can do this to serve humanity. It's going to take hard work to even serve humanity, not just to accomplish our own personal goals. But in order to serve humanity, it's going to take hard work and a no-nonsense attitude when you're working. Then the other one is O. O again for opportunity, based on hard work. You know, the Bible says that when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. In other words, as you're moving forward, as you are digging up fallow ground, as you are softening the hearts of people to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, and as you're even studying to prepare your life to a level of greatness, don't look back. There's really not a whole lot in the past that's going to move you forward. You know, I've heard this saying before. But I've heard it more in Africa since I've been here. And the term, the phrase that I've heard is, what is, is. What is, is. And what that means is this. What's in the past, it is, and you can't change it. But let's move forward. Yeah. Let's look for the opportunities that God has placed before us. I really hope that today that this is encouraging you and blessing you, because this is there. Where you are right now, if you can look forward, God will move you there. This is there. You know, it was a time in the past where you wanted to get where you are today, even if it's just today, even if it's just this month or this year or this or the particular activities you may have had planned for today. But this right now is there. Where you are right now is where God has destined for you to be. So I also want to give you the letter R for respect. So regardless of your race, your creed, your religion, we respect people based upon the fact that they're human beings. And every human being is significant. So I recognize the inherent dignity of each of you. And so let's begin to incorporate that. At least that's one of my core values, respect. The other one is accountability, and the accountability is to Almighty God to fulfill my destiny of helping you, your organization, your ministry, your family, whatever it is, helping us to get to the next dimension, the next level. In other words, this is there. So if you can visualize it in your mind, if you can see that vision, and when you pray, if you believe it, you shall have it. So this is already there. I think someone's grabbing that. Yeah. Let's look at this letter, B. B is for beauty, and that is the beauty of diversity. I say the diversity of religion, diversity of various generations. You know, the Bible talks about, come on, let us come and reason together. Let us come and reason together, the beauty of diversity. Through various generations as well. Older women are to teach the younger women. The Bible says there is neither male nor female, and it goes on to say neither Greek nor Jew. But what's really saying is begin to work together so that we can take where God desires for us to be. I'll give you another letter, L, for leadership. You know, there's something about leadership, because leadership has to be based upon your brand, your core values. So leadership, you know, everyone is not born a leader. They said some people are born a leader. Everyone is not born a leader. Some have to be trained and encouraged. And even those that are born leaders, they need development. Because what? Trends change. There are twists and turns of life. Things change in the world, and a leader has to be able to navigate through the various changes of the environment. Leadership is based on morality and ethics. Yeah, morality and ethics. And you want to surround yourself with people that are cut, in a sense, from the same cloth. So that what? So that you can move faster in what God has destined for you to accomplish here on this earth. And the last letter in honorable, and remember I said my core values are best understood with the acronym honorable. The last letter in honorable is E, and that's for excellence. I am committed, my beloveds, to creating a culture of empowerment to encourage innovation, creativity, cutting edge thought and thinking, and revolutionizing the way that we deliver and the way that we exceed expectations. Yeah, so our thinking can be strategic, bringing our thinking and the way that we do things to another level. Excellence. There's a scripture that says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and to the glory of God. Excellence. You know, there's a saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's a saying in America, because we have over 4,000 listeners, so we have people listening from all over the world. So some don't know some of the American jargon. So there's one that says, if it's broke, don't fix it. Listen, We may not have to fix it, but perhaps we can improve it, innovate it. So we don't always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. No, sometimes it needs to be fixed. Just like you upgrade your cell phone, nothing wrong with it. Works perfectly well. But if they come out with a new version and new settings and things like that, it's not broke, but guess what? You want to take it to the next level. And that often is what the spirit of excellence does. I just wanted to share some, again, of who I am. You know what? You're not going to believe this, but I have three beautiful young ladies here with me. And they attended the conference. They also attended the leadership conference. You know, we were here, and we are here, rather, in Accra, Ghana. And we are here being hosted by Pastor Albert Badu. He is the apostle there. And the church is the Standard Life Christian Center. And they hosted a dynamic faith and fire conference. And then on one of those days, we had leadership training, which was entitled the School of Ministry. And it was wonderful. And I think that we not only represented America well, but Ghana received us with great respect. They had the American flag, and they had someone to sing the national anthem for us. And also, one of our speakers, Judy Reed, she is a native of Jamaica, but an American citizen, and they even had the Jamaican flag. I think that this was so befitting, so welcoming, such hospitality. Everything that they did, it exceeded our expectations. I want you to know that the love that the people of Ghana, the Ghanaians, show, it exceeds your expectations. They're very welcoming. This is a very welcoming country. And people are very respectful, not just of you, but of each other. And let's see, maybe we can learn some of this. Maybe we can, we already know it, but maybe we can begin to transfer it to some of the younger generation. Take time to talk with them, especially those that are in your family. Spend time with them because what? This is there. What you teach them now, they will take it into their future. I want you to live your values and live them to the highest. I want you to lead and lead with respect and responsibility so that you can begin to have, and many of you already are, having a global impact. And this global impact will not only help to architect your life, but it will help to architect the lives of those that you lead. Begin to focus on this. Begin to focus on how we can make this world a better place. I think this would please God to the next level. This is there. What we do now determines where we will go. So this, what happens now, my beloved, the time that you spend developing your brand, expressing your core values, as you do this, this is there. It'll transfer. It'll move with you. Okay, so here we have, you know what, I have with me, I said I have some beautiful young ladies with me. I have Rosina with me, and Carolyn, and also Juliet. And they are young women who are Ghanaians. And I'd like to know, can I just have Rosina, can you take a break for a moment and come over and greet the people? I'd like, listen, I'd like you to hear from Rosina. Please, go on, just speak.
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm Rosina, and Mommy came to our church, and we are so blessed. And there was so much anointing understanding, and there was so much. And we thank Jesus so much for bringing this to us to come and be a blessing in our lives. And lives are changing, more testimonies. Ah, me, myself, I'm blessed. And I wish you were there that you can testify it. God bless you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosina. Rosina was well in attendance, her and her husband, at the Fire and Faith Conference, as I mentioned, at the Standard Life Christian Center. Thank you, Rosina. I have a come over here, Carolyn, and let's let the people hear from you. These are beautiful young women that are dedicated to God, and they are Ghanaians.
Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, hello, good afternoon. Dr. Dorina was blessed to us. She's in our church, and I'm blessed. I'm really blessed, and I learn a lot from her. She's very humble. We thank God we are blessed. We are really blessed. We thank God. We thank God.
Okay, thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much. Well, you heard it from them, these beautiful young women. They are dedicated to God. Oh, wow, I'm already getting responses from people. Yeah, God bless you. I see you there. Chicago, you're coming in strong. Thank you so much. Yeah, Chicago, you're coming in strong. I want to say hi to Reverend Rosemary. Good morning where you are, and good afternoon where I am. I want to say hi to, I see you there, Auntie Steen. I want to say hi. I want to shout out to my beautiful mother, and I want to also shout out to my beautiful Aunt Jewel. I love you all so much, and I thank you for your love and your support. I want to do a great shout out to Covenant of Hope. Covenant of Hope, all your prayers have really sustained us. Your prayers have encouraged us and taken us to another level. I want you to know that we were so well received here by the apostle and his beautiful wife, Irene, and their beautiful daughters. They received us in such a beautiful way. The musicians were magnificent. I mean, the musicians put a dance in my feet that I don't know, I haven't had in a long time, but there's something about being here in the motherland. Yeah, it'll do something for you. It'll make a change in your life. So I'm going to invite you. Why don't you come to Ghana? Why don't you experience the love, the hospitality, the welcoming, the Spirit of God that moves in this country? I mean, it's a dynamic place. Do you know that it is one of the fastest economic growing countries in the world? Yes, it's growing so fast in industry and so many other areas. And I want to say something else. You know, sometimes we see and we are to always help and to assist when needed and when asked. Always lend your strength where it's needed. But I want to let you know, I want to share something with you. I mean, there's just tons and tons of food here. Fresh organic food, not only fresh organic food, but fresh air as well. Yeah, right here in Ghana. So we've had a wonderful time. And again, I want to say that I love each and every one of you. I want to shout out to Dr. Courtney. Dr. Courtney developed and designed the conference bags that we brought here to present to all of the conference attendees, and I want you to know that they love them and cherish them. It meant a lot to them. So thank you all. You know, everyone's job is extremely important. Your job or your assignment may be, let me pray, it means something. It's making an impact because this is there. What you did then is where we are now. Your prayers helped to sustain us. Your financial support assisted us in making it here. This is a beautiful experience, and we have taught leadership principles, preaching the word, spending time with the people. They even made time for us to tour Ghana and deeper into the history of the Atlantic slave trade. I've learned so much. I think I said initially, I came to be a blessing. But it seems in some mysterious way, in some powerful way, God poured a blessing out on me. And I'm so grateful. I want to shout out to Antonio and Stephanie. God bless you. I love you. I'm giving you a big kiss, Chloe. I'm sending it to you. I want to shout out to Sean and Marlon and Carolyn and Cheryl. I want to shout out to Stephen and Nico and Allie and Jordan. I want to shout out to Kayla and Lauren and Tandana. I want to shout out to my beautiful sister, Jewel, my niece, Sonia. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to shout out to Denise in Texas. God bless you, Denise. I want to shout out to, Minister Marie and Carla? I want to shout out to Dean. I want to shout out to Elder Margareta. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Brand. Dr. Brand in South Carolina, thank you so much for delivering such a powerful, inspiring word, encouraging us to go to the next level of our expectations, because this is there. Whatever you're doing now is going to take you into your future. Your decisions will determine your future. Here's something else I want to say. Listen to this. It's often said that life is short, but I want you to know something. It's not that life is so short. Often it is that we don't make the right decisions, therefore it slows us down. Yeah. And so we have to repeat it and repeat it. So life is not short. Let's just take time to make the right decisions and lift our expectations to know that God will give us the instructions, the methodology, and the strategies in order to fulfill our destiny. Because we're moving at Jedi speed, my beloved. Here I am in Accra, Ghana, thanks to people like you. Oh, I'm coming back with a new vision, an extended mission, and I sure hope that you can catch on fire with me with this. I want you to know how much I love you. And if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't. Hey, I want to say hi to Apostle Hagler. God bless you. Apostle Coleman, God bless you. Pastor Nichols, God bless you. Pastor Brian, God bless you. I see you. Thank you so much for joining today. I'm shouting out to Wanda. Hi, Wanda. Sister Gloria, I want to say hello to you as well. Oh, my goodness, if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you, and it's not because I'm not thinking about you. I want to say hello again, and thank you, Apostle Badu and Lady Irene. And I want to thank also Prophet Charles, all of the wonderful men and women that attended the conference. I mean, some powerful apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. And they were in rare form receiving the word of God. Right now, we're going to be heading back to America very soon. So I want you to keep praying for us. And I want you to know that I love you. And as I always want you to know, I respect you. And I esteem you higher than I do myself. Please receive this love today and walk in the power. Did I shout out to Terry? Hi, Terry. I see you. And I can see that big smile on your face in my mind. Hi, Omo. God bless you. I want to shout out to Pastor Betty, who really coordinated all of this. She's an awesome woman. I want to shout out especially to the women that helped me to preach and bring the word of God and to bring deliverance here in Accra. I want to say God bless you, Latosha Pilati. God, hi, Fabio, and I want to say God bless you, Judy Reed, and I want to shout out to Bishop Emmanuel Jones in Liberia and the team that's there, and I want to say congratulations to all of our graduates. I love you, and please receive the peace, the prosperity, and the divine protection of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show.
You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.